rest of the story. You know the Rocky story? Rocky was a beyond-his-prime Italian prize fighter, wanted a shot at the heavyweight crown. Finally, he got his chance. A promoter arranged a bout between Rocky and the big, fast, strong, young, smart, black heavyweight champion of the world. Rocky did not have the speed and the grace and the savvy of his opponent. Rocky was a plodder, a slugger, dependent almost entirely upon his power and his relentlessness. He would be content if only he could go the distance. And so unfolded the saga before millions of moviegoers all over the world. In fact, it happened twice. It happened once in a motion picture starring Sylvester Stallone, but it happened once before that, for real. Audiences in thousands of theaters worldwide, watching closed-circuit television, witnessed that earlier match on the big screen, January 1970. The real-life Rocky was former heavyweight champ Rocky Marciano, and his opponent, technically stripped of his title, yet widely considered the current king of the ring, was Muhammad Ali. Back then, the most hotly debated question among prize fight aficionados was, which of these two boxing greats was the greater? Well, one winter night, a couple of decades ago, some 16 million screaming spectators learned the rest of the story. The Super Fight, promoters called it, a fight fan's dream come true to see the real Muhammad Ali and the real Rocky Marciano settle the big question once and for all in a boxing ring. 45-year-old Marciano got in shape as best he could for the big event. He lost 50 pounds in the process, but there was nothing that he could do about the more basic statistics. 5'10 and a half and 184, he was going up against a man 6'3 and 211. Ali had Rocky on reach as well, and by 14 inches, by more than a foot. So it's understandable why in the opening rounds, Ali had it pretty much his way. Rocky plowed straight in, swung a lot, missed a lot. Meanwhile, Ali scored, danced away, scored again, drew blood, and then, the 10th round, Ali went down. He recovered quickly, but not completely. Had he, Ali, been able to go the distance, he could have won by a decision. And yet, 57 seconds into the 13th round, theretofore undefeated Muhammad Ali was knocked out. Old-timer Rocky Marciano had won the super fight. But this is the rest of the story. That match, witnessed by millions on closed-circuit television, had been fought the summer previous in a sealed-off television studio in North Miami Beach. Every move both boxers had made had been choreographed, planned, programmed by a computer. The computer had been fed vital statistics, fighting styles, ring records, all of the information it needed to decide what would happen blow by blow should the two fighters have met in a real boxing ring in their primes. Marciano even donned a toupee for the event. Seven different endings were filmed so that not even the boxers themselves knew the outcome. But now you do. Ali saw himself get beaten in a theater. Marciano was killed in a plane crash 3 weeks after the filming of the fight. That's right. The winner of the fight of the century never lived to learn that he had won. And thus did the so-called super fight go down in history as the only prize fight anytime, anywhere, won by a dead man. And now you know the rest of the story.